Welcome to Strength for This Day, the radio teaching ministry of This Day Ministries. And now with the word from the word, here's Pastor John Couch.
True intimacy with God is only found in the place of God. Let me say this again. If you're here today and you're going, you know what? I don't know where I'm dwelling. I want to make sure I'm dwelling where I should be. Here's the deal. True intimacy with God is only found in the place of God. See, God is sovereign. And that's what we got to remember here, that even when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, it doesn't automatically mean that things are going to work out well for you. But what it does mean is this, is that when you're in the center of God's will, the eye of your storm, there is no greater place to be than in the center of God's will, regardless if they work out or not. Because how can things not work out when you're in the center of God's will? Now, they may not work out according to us in our flesh. We may not get what we want. But when we're in the center of God's will, we always get what we need. The pain of this life will be worth it all when we stand face to face with King Jesus. But you cannot be with Jesus unless you are first in Jesus. Do you see this, church family, today? That true intimacy with God is only found in the place of God. But true intimacy and where God leads you in the place of God is not pain-free. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, there's a secret place, a hiding place, a covering of this supreme God. There is no other. No idols compare. You hold up every idol to God, and he just goes, nope, 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 and more nope. I'm it. I'm God. Do you see how in his sovereign plan that he goes before us? He doesn't need our help. We don't got to, you know, go back to God and go, here, why don't you try this approach? I don't think you got this thing figured out. He knows exactly what he's doing. Our job is to stay out of his way and simply be obedient every step of the way. See, in the midst of your pain, as I've told you before, that your pain has purpose, therefore don't waste your pain. In the midst of your pain today, God can use your pain for your greatest victory.
To learn more about Strength for This Day, visit us online at thisdayministries.org. That's thisdayministries.org. Thanks again for tuning in. Be encouraged, be challenged, and embrace God's strength for this day.